Special exhibit is Treasures of the Shimishin from the Dundas Collection. It's an exhibition of 48 artifacts collected by Reverend Robert J. Dundas at Metlakalka, BC in 1863. And that exhibit runs until June 1st. And those are our arts listings. So before we go tonight, we're going to bring you your week weather forecast with our very own meteorologist, Selena Ferris. Selena?
We have a variable week ahead of us. A front passing overnight will cause some scattered showers tonight and tomorrow morning. Tomorrow remain cloudy with a high of 11 and a low down to 7. Wednesday will continue to see clouds with a 30% chance of showers. Conditions will clear up Thursday with a mix of sun and cloud, and Friday the rain will return. That's your five-day weather brought to you by the Storm Club at UBC. For more information, you can email us at stormubc@gmail.com.
Thanks, Selena, and that's our program for April 26th, 2008. Today's newscast was brought to you entirely by volunteer efforts, and if you'd like to share your comments, give us a hot news tip, or get involved with the show, contact us. Our phone number is 604-822-5334, or you can email us at news@citr.ca. Carrie Baptist produced this radio program. For more news, join us Friday at 5 p.m. for the next edition of News 101. For the entire news team here at CITR, this is Katie Comley thanking you for listening. Stay tuned for Wings coming up next on 101.9 FM CITR.
Hi, I'm Kirsty.
And I'm Sheila.
And we're both single moms. We started SPOC UBC, Single Parenting on Campus, an AMS club, with the hope of drawing attention to the additional challenges single parenting students face on our campus. We want to create a space for single parenting students to find resources and support.
Our first meeting will be held on Tuesday, November 6th from 11 to 12:30 at the Women and Gender Studies, WAGS building right next to Brock Hall. We welcome all single parenting students and, of course, allies. And please remember that your children are always welcome.
Please help us spread the word by informing any single parenting students that you know about our group. We're also open to receiving anecdotes or stories from single parent students regarding their time spent at UBC.
Feel free to drop by our meeting on November 6th or send us an email at spoc.ubc@gmail.com. We really look forward to hearing or seeing you.
Want to see your film up on the big screen?
The Vancouver Student Film Festival is back to showcase the best of BC's post-secondary student and alumni film and video makers on May 24th.
The film festival is looking for entries of all genres, from student or graduate filmmakers within the last 3 years. Films received by March 1st are only $10 and $20 until April 19th.
Only 2 weeks left before the early entry deadline. For entry rules and to submit online, please visit www.vsff.com.
Let the cartoons begin!
I got a dog.
Listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and we're happy to have you. We've recently been moved to our new time slot, 5:30 on Mondays, and we figured out that on Mondays is when you realize that you hate your career the most. And so most people have a heart attack on Monday because they realize how much they hate their jobs. But we say, wait till you hear this show, and then we promise you, you will no longer want that heart attack. You will convert that heart attack into a heart palpitations and love, and because you're making lots of money doing work you love. That's the only premise of this show, is making lots of money doing work you love. Now, we have a special guest on the air today, and I'm going to jump right into it because I don't even want to waste any time. We had him on the show before. He was so good and clear and succinct in the way he spoke to you. We said, well, let's get him back. But here's the deal. He is an entrepreneur at heart. He absolutely loves the idea of starting and running a profitable business. Now, let's be frank. When you want to start your business, he just loves the idea of starting business. But of course, you got to be profitable to sustain yourself. So in today's show, what we're going to do is we're going to have a segment called Test Your Business Idea. Now, if this is a new business idea, you can call in. Or if it's a show or an idea that you're currently developing, but it hasn't reached the levels of success that you're hoping to, what you can do is you can call on the show and Trent, our guest, I'll introduce him in a sec, his full name, will actually tell you or give you some advice on your business to take it to the next level or actually test if it's a good business idea. So first of all, I want to introduce him, Trent Deersmith. He is the president, founder, and CEO of Durant Systems. You're there?
Hi, Philip. Yes, I'm here.
How are you? Nice to hear from you. Nice to have you back on our show. How have you been?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for having me.
Awesome. Trent, first of all, you're an entrepreneur at heart. Is that right?
Oh, for sure.
Do people out there know if they're an entrepreneur or not? Like, do you just know it, or do you figure it out over a period of time?
I think it probably differs for each person. For myself, I didn't really realize that I was an entrepreneur until I was about probably 10 years into my career. I had dabbled with things on the side before, but I didn't really understand how much I would enjoy being an entrepreneur until I actually took the plunge and had some success after taking the plunge. And then it wasn't until then that I thought, hey, this is pretty good. I really like doing this. I really like being an entrepreneur and creating things and the challenges that go with.
You know, one of the things we realize out there is there are people sitting out there saying, I wonder if I'm an entrepreneur because they haven't found their passion or their calling yet and they feel lost or they don't have the focus that they want. What made you realize or what was itching at you that made you think that you might be or want to start your own business or pursue the life of an entrepreneur?
Well, there was, I guess, a couple of themes that pulled me in that direction. One of them is I do really enjoy a challenge. I like to continually test myself, and I think that there's no better way to test your ambition and your commitment than to attempt to start a business. Mm-hmm. I do like to make money because I have certain recreational pursuits, race cars being one of them, that are not the cheapest of hobbies, so I knew I needed to pick something that had the potential for me to earn a higher than average level of income. And I think, too, that I'd be remiss if I didn't say that I enjoyed the recognition that goes with being successful. It's kind of nice to win awards and be invited to be a guest on radio shows like yours. And it also, as a result of any notoriety that you might get from the success, you get an opportunity to give back. And while I didn't know that would be something that I enjoyed in the beginning, it sure wasn't one of the reasons that I really started my path down towards becoming an entrepreneur. Now that I'm headed in that direction, I do get these opportunities and I enjoy them immensely.
Well, there's one thing for sure that you've had success, and I want to touch on that in a second. Before I do that, you can call the show. This is a live show. The phone number is 604-822-2487. 604-822-2487. And this is your opportunity to do this. Call and ask Trent whether your business idea is viable and whether you can make money doing it. And he's going to give you his 2 cents on that. So now's your opportunity to give us a call, 822-2487, area code 604. Trent, you are the founder and CEO of Durand Systems. Now, two things that caught my eye, and you know, you're probably very aware of this, is when you're in the media, if your company has certain recognitions, like you were recently won the award of top 40 under 40. What is that?
The Business in Vancouver publication has an annual contest to create awareness around what they call the 40 under 40, which, as the name suggests, you need to be under 40 years old, and there's only 40 people on the list. So it's something that I think a lot of entrepreneurs like myself would like to be recognized as 40, one of the supposed 40 best and brightest in each given year. And so for me, it actually took about 3 years to make the list, and I'm sure that there's other folks who've made it in their first attempt. But it's really just an opportunity for recognition for those businesses within the community who are led by a CEO, and it's actually not all CEOs that are on the list, I should add. So So just for people in the community to create some awareness for what they've done and maybe how that business is impacting the community or creating jobs or so forth.
I know your company also, Duran Systems, also a Profit 100, Canada's fastest growing company, 2007. So obviously you're making money as well.
Yeah, the Profit 100 is another such award where, you know, it's determined by revenue growth over a five-year period of time. And that's an especially sweet award simply to make that list, I should say, because to survive a five-year period of time is an accomplishment in itself, let alone to be recognized as one of the 100 fastest-growing companies that on the list is really quite a treat as well. I don't know that for that list, profitability actually factors into it, although in our case, Duran definitely is a profitable firm.
Well, there's no question about this, is that there's one thing to run your own business. For those of you out there saying to yourself, I'd like to start something or I want to be my own boss, one thing is to actually want that. The other thing is to actually be sustainable and earning a living doing it. What would you say is the number one thing? I know you probably, these questions drive you nuts. But what is the number one thing you're realizing that would make the difference in making your business actually profitable?
Well, I think, Philip, the first and foremost thing that you need to do is you need to pick something that you're really passionate about. Because if you just pick a business for the money and you don't...
Trent, can you hold on a sec?
Sure.
I think we have a caller. Hold on. Hi, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, you're calling for the show with Trent, is that right?
Yes,
okay,
that's
great.
Correct.
So listen, here's the way it works. Trent is a professional. He's an entrepreneur, loves his work, makes lots of money doing it, and here's an opportunity for you to actually share either a business idea that you're doing or you want to start and ask, is it viable, does it work? Are you ready to go ahead?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good. Trent, you're there, right?
Trent?
Hold on. Okay, give me the question and we're going to call him back and we'll work it that way. Go ahead.
Well, the thing is, I actually talked to you before. It was about the party club tour that I wanted to set up for Europe for
yes.
Canadian students.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the way it worked out was that when I had a graduation trip to Rome, I saw three college students doing that. It was cheap. It cost us only 15 euros per person to have a whole club tour and unlimited beer before the tour and free shots. So we had a fun time. We saw clubs that are out of mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the idea of that. And I thought that because I saw here, I had a look at the Europe tours offered on UBC campus.
Mm-hmm.
And none of them actually provide anything for young people. I mean, they have tours that they call student tours, but it's more like a sporty Europe tour. And there's not a much of difference between a normal Europe tour for, let's say, mid-30-year-olds and students.
Okay.
And I thought that this could be set up for students, like a Europe club tour in different cities, different countries, and for cheap.
Awesome. Okay, so you're seeing an opportunity for here to start a similar way. It's a website, right?
That could be done as a website. I just wanted to know Trent's opinion on this business idea and how to actually get there.
Okay, so summarize it in one question so that I can ask him when I call him back.
Okay, is this business idea doable and will it grasp?
And say, summarize the business idea in one or two sentences so that the listener can just summarize it all up.
Okay, it's a Europe club tour for Canadian students in about five different countries in Europe.
Okay, awesome. Okay, thanks for the call. We're going to go to break and then we'll ask him what he thinks.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks. Okay, we're back, and what we're doing is we're going to go to break. During the time, we're going to get Trent back on the line, and we'll be back with Career Fast Track, a show specifically designed to ensure that you make lots of money doing work you love. You're listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver or online at www.citr.ca. We'll be back in about a minute.
The UBC Ski and Snowboard Club is a nonprofit, democratic, student-run organization dedicated to promoting the sports of skiing and snowboarding and the associated lifestyle.
We endeavor to make skiing and snowboarding accessible and fun by actively seeking out the best deals and discounts for our members, as well as organizing trips to local ski areas and setting up numerous social events.
Come on one of our legendary trips and explore the glory of riding in British Columbia. Or join us at the bar to discover the true meaning of debauchery. Ask your roommate, ask your parents, ask the RCMP. Who has the most fun at UBC? You'll get the same answer. The Ski and Snowboard Club.
Yeah.
Joining the Ski and Board Club is easy. Come by our office, sub 115, anytime with some money to become a member. Your membership gives you access to all the deals offered by our sponsors, cheap beverages at our parties, an invitation to all club events, and of course, only members can come on the trips.
Yeah. I got a job. I got a job.
I got a job. And we're back. You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And I'm your host, Philip DeRoche. And you're listening to a show that's designed to only ensure that you make lots of money doing work you love. And that's pretty simple. Whenever someone comes to me and says, I want to do work I love, I say, that's great, but do you also want to make a lot of money doing that? And so if the answer is yes, then of course we want to work with you. And that's the premise of today's show. Now, if you don't want to make a lot of money, if you listen to this show, you can find what you love. But if you don't, if you want to make a lot of money doing what you hate, that we can't help you with. And today on our air, we have a wonderful guest, Trent Deersmid. He is the CEO and founder of Duran Systems. And he's an entrepreneur at heart, loves running, opened lots of business, I know that, and recently running his firm, Duran Systems, successfully and making money at it too. So it's really exciting. And before the break, we had a listener call in, and he shared with us his question about his business idea. Now, I'm not going to go into much detail because I was trying to get a grasp of it. But in general, Trent, I wanted to ask you, he's a student. Can you make, first of all, can you make a lot of money if you have no experience?
Oh, I think so. I think that, you know, if you're willing to, you know, when I started Durand in this particular business, I didn't have any experience. And I think that with enough of doing your homework to learn about something and enough commitment and enough passion for it, you can undoubtedly be successful. You pick up the experience as you go. We're just getting ready to enter a new market ourselves, a market that I know very little about, so I'm immersed in the research for that market at this point in time. So it could definitely be said that in that particular market, I don't have any experience, and I'm sure hoping to make some money at it.
Now, can you tell us a bit about what Duran System does? We haven't touched on that yet.
Sure. For companies with between 20 and a couple of hundred computer users, we give those companies an IT department that runs 24 hours a day. So unlike hiring a single employee who's going to be limited to an 8-hour-a-day work schedule and will need training and vacation and so forth, or relying on a consultant to come in for an hourly charge, Durand will give you a team of engineers that will monitor and manage your network 24 hours a day. We'll give you a help desk that you can call into as many times as you need to for support for whatever your computer problem is. And we also give you a virtual chief information officer who's an individual charged with developing a long-term strategy or an IT roadmap for the growth of your company. And we do all of that for a monthly fee that will be actually lower than what you would have paid that single person should you or had you hired them.
Okay. Trent, thanks for giving us a bit of a background. On this air, my job is not to sell anyone anything. And one of the things that I realized when I met with, actually Trent visited me, he was looking for talent. I work at the university and I realized he's a straight shooter, and I visited his office and I actually loved the environment. I thought, here's the kind of guy that we can model, learn from. And so I wanted, and he's giving of his free time to come on the air. And as a return, I think it's valuable for us to learn a bit about his business. If anyone out there is hearing a value of getting in touch with you, how can people get in touch with your firm?
Well, they can go to the website, www.durandsystems.com, and that's DyrandSystems.com. They can give us a call at 604-408-4415, or they can email me directly at Trent@DyrandSystems.com.
Now, we talked about the customers you service. You wouldn't happen to be hiring anyone, would you?
As a matter of fact, we are. I have just recently launched the Sales and Marketing Associate Mentorship Program. Hmm. And the goal of that is I'm looking for the best and the brightest coming out of business school who are looking for an opportunity to fast-track their career and to fast-track their learning. I've obviously made a lot of mistakes as a new CEO 6.5 years ago when I started, and and I've embraced mentorship over that period of time, and it's helped to cut my own learning curve down quite a bit, so I'm wanting to pass that on. So the individual or individuals that I find for the mentorship program, they will start off with the firm and be taught directly by me a lot of the things that I've learned on how to be a successful entrepreneur, so that after a number of years with us, they would have enough knowledge to have a good shot at pursuing a business of their own if they chose to do so.
Well, I will tell you, that's very, I mean, I know mentorship and growth and learning is so important to people entering the workforce. Really, I mean, you're aiming younger people at this point out of university, but really, as you move in your career, everyone knows that learning is great. So it sounds like there's a lot of support there. And listen, I've been to your office before, and it's a great environment. So, okay, so if you're interested, and how do you find out about this job opportunity?
It's on the website under the career section. If you look at on the job postings page, you'll see a link to it.
Okay, great. So, wonderful. Okay, now, Trent, I want to get back to our caller. Now, he was giving me the details, and I've met him before, and he was excited to call in. Actually wanted to talk to you, and I'm so disappointed it got cut, but I'm going to do my best. He wants to run a business. Now, I don't want to go into the details of the business, but the idea is he's a student, and he sees a need. So here's the deal. What does someone have to do? What are the fundamental, like, one or two or three things they must do to figure out if it's a viable business idea?
Well, first of all, the number one thing is you have to get a clear understanding of what is the problem that you're trying to solve and for whom are you trying to solve it. The premise behind that is that nobody ever buys anything unless they have a problem to solve. So, you know, obviously a real simple example is if you're a water salesman in the desert, well, you've got a good business because people have a very clear need for the product that you have. Then the second thing is you got to figure out who your target market is, and you don't want to go into the market trying to be all things to everyone because you'll end up being nothing for no one. So you really do need to pick a niche or a specialization. So in using our desert example, you might want to have a water stand for people that are, you know, in the northeast quadrant of the Sahara Desert who are between 3 feet tall and 6 feet tall and ride camels. Again, we're using a bit of a silly example, but you get the idea. And the reason that that's important is it comes through in your marketing and your positioning statement. Again, in order to get someone's attention, you need to be relatively specific in the message that you're sending out. And then the third and equally important is that you need to have a business model which you can actually make a profit at. So you've got to do some financial analysis and figure out, okay, well, if I sell, you know, well, how many widgets do I have to sell before I can break even? And that's part of it. And then you want to look at a thing called scalability. And this is if you want to have a business that can really become big one day, you need to make sure that you're picking a business that as it gets bigger and bigger, or A, it has the potential to get bigger and bigger, and as it gets bigger and bigger, the profit margins will also increase with that scale. So a good example of that is selling software, for example. You can make one copy and sell it a bunch of times, and the incremental cost of the second and third and fourth and fifth copy is essentially zero. A bad example of a scalable business would be, for example, someone who sells their time in a billable hour, like a chiropractor. So if you're the only way that you can sell more than 8 hours is to work more than 8 hours, and so you're limited by the amount of time that's in the day. So you want to try, and if you want a big business, you probably want to try and avoid businesses that are in some way related to selling time.
Okay, so solving a problem, identifying a target market, and having a profitable business model. I want to touch on these, on the how-to real quickly. I notice we have about 5 minutes left, Trent. It's flying by. The how-to after the break, 40 seconds, we'll be back. I want to ask Trent Dearsmid how to do what he just said to do. I mean, it sounds great. How do you do it? Okay, we'll be back in six.
So you want to gain the freshman 15? Well, you probably will. So why not gain it ethically? Sprouts. The student-run, not-for-profit grocery store is now open in the lower level of the UBC Student Union Building, across from Travel Cuts in the Wellness Center. Sprouts is committed to providing the UBC community with healthy, locally produced, organic, and fair trade products at great prices. Sprouts will be open from 9:30 to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. So you want to tag a ride on the sustainable gravy train? Sprouts is now looking for volunteers to help out with tabling, outreach, and at the storefront. So just drop by and pick up your application.
And we're back. You're listening to Career Fast Track, and I'm your host, Philip DeRoche. I skipped the music because we've got so little time left with our great guest here. So we're talking about how to make money in business, the three top things. By the way, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online, www.citr.ca. Great station. Love the station. And they give you an opportunity to do your own show. Got to get out here. If you're interested in your own show, get down here. Okay, Trent, very quickly, how do you figure out what problem to solve? How do you figure out who your target market is? How do you figure out a business model?
Well, the first two, I would say the fastest way to do it is to go to a trade show. Hmm. If you go to a trade show, you'll have the opportunity or a conference of some kind for what you think your target market or industry is, because then during that show, you'll have the opportunity to talk to a whole lot of people in a very short period of time. And that's actually how I came up with the idea for my very first business. I didn't really know what the business model was going to be. I didn't really know what the product was going to be. Within 3 days and talking to about 30 or 40 companies, I had a pretty crystal clear idea of what the problem was that they all had and what product we'd need to create in order to solve that problem. Then in terms of the third point, that really comes down to some fairly rigorous financial analysis. Pretty much any business can be modeled in an Excel spreadsheet. You can put in your revenue assumptions. You can put in your cost of goods sold assumptions. You can put in assumptions for payroll and marketing budgets and occupancy and communications costs and so forth. And through doing that, you will be able to test the volumes needed in order to break even, and you'll be able to test utilization capacity as a result of growth and how that will affect profitability. So if you aren't terribly good at math or you aren't familiar with Excel, you'll either need to get some help in that area or you'll need to become proficient yourself, and my advice would be to be the latter.
Okay. So it's better to be – is it more important to be a sales-focused person or an accountant-focused person when you're building a business?
I think the sales-focused person is the more important asset in the beginning, because the old expression is nothing happens until you make a sale. Mm. And if you look at in a financial statement, the very top line on an income statement is the revenue line. You know, until a customer says they want to buy something, there is no money to count. So I would definitely lean towards the salesperson first.
We just bought ourselves about 2 minutes here. How many businesses have all your businesses that you've started been successful?
No, definitely not. I've learned, well, it really depends on how you want to define success.
Yes.
In financial terms, no. I have had two stinkers and one winner. The first one was a .com that really didn't become an operational business. It was more of a business concept backed by an investor and a well-developed business plan, but we never actually started doing business. And then, so that one was, it never had any revenue. Then Durand, of course, has been quite successful. And then there was a period of time when I tried to do a second business in addition to running to Durand. And while it did generate revenue, the advertising costs and the customer acquisition costs were much higher than I had anticipated. The marketplace was far more intense than I had anticipated. And I really didn't understand the space very well. So it was an expensive lesson. I think that one cost me about $40,000.
Wow!
But last time I checked, most university educations were somewhere in that price range. So I called out my university education, and I was able to complete it in about 6 months.
Got that, and you were able to transfer that as well. 6 months, not bad. Now that's a grade on your bio. Completed university education, 6 months. We're down to about 2 points here. First is, for someone who wants to get started and flex their entrepreneurial muscle quickly, how do they get started?
You know, I get asked this question a lot, and the answer is, it sounds too simple, but the answer is just start. You know, in this day and age, you could set up a web market, like an affiliate business, where basically you put up a website and you're selling someone else's product and you generate commissions as a result of that. You can get a website through Yahoo stores. I mean, you literally could be in business in less than an hour. Mm. That's obviously not going to do a whole lot other than get you started. The real work comes after that. Mm. But far and away, the most important thing is to take the first step, get started, and pick something that you're interested in so that you won't give up at the first sign of failure. And it will undoubtedly undoubtedly be frustrated in the beginning.
Okay.
Businesses are very difficult to get going, and you need to be committed for the long term if you're going to be have any hope of being successful at it.
And my last question,
talking about it though, is never going.